The first thing to think about is time. And I have a whole separate recording where I go into more detail about this, but I'm going to give you the highlights of it right here. Time. There's several problems that keep people from walking, but the number one reason I hear from thousands of people and from thousands of friends over 30 years of going to the YMCA is time. The best way I've heard this explained, and the thing that I've seen work best for me, is to think about the big rocks analogy that was talked about by Stephen Covey. If you have a big bucket there, and if you have a pile of rocks, and you have a pile of sand, and a pile of small rocks, and you have a pitcher of water, if you put the sand in first, there's no room for the big rocks. But if you put in the big rocks, there's room for small rocks, and then there's room for sand, and then you can pour in water when the bucket looks full. The big rocks are these. Sleeping, we don't know how to get around it. For some reason, we have to do that every night. Nobody knows why. Most of us have to do some sort of productive work during the day where we contribute something to other people on the planet. Most of us have family that we have to take care of. Those are the big rocks. I think the other big rock is exercise. Without it, you're killing the goose that lays the golden egg. You can't be as good of a parent or a spouse if you're not healthy, and the number one way to stay healthy is to exercise every day. And so one of the big rocks is exercise. So the best trick I have found for making time is you get a grid that shows every hour of the day. It's like, and you can find this on my website, it's like a checkerboard or a spreadsheet that has every hour of the day for every day of the week for a full week. And then you fill in when you plan to sleep, when you plan to exercise, when you plan to work, the absolute things that you have to do with your family, and you make everything else fit in what's left over. That's one tip. And I like doing this on paper a week at a time, because if I can't figure out a week at a time on paper, it's not likely I'm going to figure it out on a daily basis when I'm in the heat of the battle. Another tip is to do it first thing in the morning. My children are with me most of the time, three sons, work, and I still make time for exercise. And one of my tricks is that, and there's no mother there, it's just us four, I like to wake up an hour before I wake up the children for school, go for a walk. Another trick, think of that walking time as class time. What could you learn that would make your day better and go faster and more effective? What could you learn? We live in this wonderful age where there's so many things out there. You know, what if I said, well, every time you go for a walk, you can choose the best business leaders, philosophers, financial gurus, teachers, novelists, comedians, whatever you want. They'll go for a walk with you. You can take anybody from St. Paul to Richard Pryor to entertain you while you're walking. That's the age we live in. You go to audible.com, you can download all the books you want in all these different categories. At the time of making this recording, they'll give you an iPod that's no bigger than two of your fingers, and you can download two books a month for just a small monthly fee. Walking over the year, I started off in medical school. I would study for medical school with cassette tapes. That's what we had back then. We would record the lectures and walked all over town listening to lectures. You remember things more when you're walking. You're more alert. You're more awake. You can recite, and usually you're by yourself, so nobody knows or is listening to what you're saying anyways. You can remember so much. I think my memory's twice as good walking versus sitting down. So you can walk and listen. Do you realize that an hour a day computes to a little over 9 weeks out of the year? 40-hour weeks? That means if you walked an hour a day and listened to somebody talking, that it's like going to full-time class 40 hours a week for over 2 months out of the year. What could you learn during that time that would make your life better? That's what I mean by sharpening your saw. You spend an hour walking and listening to a book. At the end of the year, you've had over 2 months of full-time class that can help you with your work.